الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In Tafsir al-Kabir, this instance is written that one person who was a very great sinner, who committed a lot of gunas, he passed away, and when he passed away, his wife was expecting his child. He passed away and he was in a qabr, and because of his gunas he was getting adab. The child was born and the child grew up, and when the time came for the child to go to maktab, to start with the madrasa ta'aleem, the mother sent the child. And when the mother sent the child, and the ustad laqqanahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, the ustad told, "My beloved child, read bismillahir rahmanir rahim." As soon as he read that, then it is narrated that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that U'adhibu abdi fi batni al-ard, I'm punishing my banda inside of the earth, in the qabr. Wa waladuhu yadhkuru ismi ala wajhi al-ard, and his son is taking my name. And what the name? In the name of Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, who is Ar-Rahim. Fastahyaytu, Allah said that I became shy, that I'm punishing the father in the qabr, and his son is taking my name on the surface of the earth, and I removed the punishment from there. So we see the great barakat of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim also, the great barakat of the makatib, which is the starting point of our ta'aleem, our Islamic education, where we learn the huruf, alif, ba, ta, sa, joining of words, and then we learn nazra, then we go further, we become hafiz, we become alim, we become qari, but the starting point is there. That is how blessed that is. On the other hand, all other ta'aleem of this world, that which is haram, but that which is even permissible, that can never compare with this ta'aleem. This is the greatest ta'aleem, the ta'aleem of the Quran Sharif of our deen. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand that and appreciate that all the time. Presently, we find that unfortunately we as Muslims also, we are very, very impressed with technology. With technology, it has gone leaps and bounds ahead. For example, as far as communication is concerned, we know that in a few seconds you can get your message around the world with the internet and all the various forms, WhatsApp, etc., emails, etc., many types of things by which you can send your message. As far as transport is concerned, we see that where man has reached as far as transport is concerned also. With a jet, in a few hours, you are sitting at an airport, if it is even O.R. Tambo, in the waiting lounge, how many people there are. And in a matter of another 5-6 hours, somebody is in America, somebody is in China. They were just now all together here, and now they are gone in two different parts of the world. Somebody is gone to the UK, somebody is gone to South America, to Australia. Where and where people have reached. So all this communication and all this travel and everything else also, today with technology, we all are taken aback with it. But it is not that we should have been taken aback. It is our lack of insight and foresight and hindsight. Because of that, unfortunately, if the animals of the world, the animals of the West, if they are overtaken by this technology, it's because they don't have any foresight. They don't have any insight. They are completely يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only know the outward things of this dunya. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. About akhirat and the reality of akhirat Allah Ta'ala's existence, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, they are completely unmindful. So if they are overtaken by technology, we can understand that because they are animals. They don't know better. But as Muslims, that we ittaqi firasat al-mu'min, fear the firasat of a mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. A mu'min looks by with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. So we, a mu'min, should not be overtaken with all this. We should not be impressed with all this, not even in the least, but should we be impressed with all this. And to understand that is not difficult. We find that this technology, which today is a part of the secular education, and secular education is that education in which Allah Ta'ala does not feature. They deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala, in fact. That is what is called the word secular. That Allah Ta'ala, they deny the existence of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. They deny religion. All religions they deny. Not only Islam, but any and all religions they deny. So this is that system of that. So that which is without Allah Ta'ala, which is without Deen, that whatever it can be, that technology, because of our lack of understanding, we might be impressed with it, but it is nothing whatsoever to be impressed about. Inshallah, we will understand as the talk goes along. All this, the secular education came about round about 300 plus years before now. Before that, all education of all religions, whether it was Christianity, whether it was Judaism, whether it was Islam, all education was given under the canopy of the knowledge of Deen. Whatever religion, whether it was a Christian religion, and they gave the worldly education also under the canopy of the education of Christianity. The Jews also, the Muslims also. It was all that, all education, Deeni education was at the height. And under Deeni education was worldly education also, which was not secular. It was dunya's education, but under believing in Allah, knowing that Allah is the doer. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. It was that system. Then about 300 and some odd years before now, Julius Caesar was the first person then to separate the two. And he said that, give to God what belongs to God, and give to the state what belongs to the state. Give to religion what belongs to religion, and give to the world what belongs to the worldly life. He was the first person to separate the two. And from that time, this dunya's education went in this direction as we know it today. And today it has reached that stage where it is not only dunya's education, but it is secular, which means that they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. They don't accept Allah Ta'ala. It is only all man-made. And also at this juncture also we can understand what is man-made. Where can that ever compare with which is Allah-made? Which Allah gives the barakat, the rahmat, the foresight, the insight, the knowledge, all which Allah has got. There is no alim like Allah Ta'ala. There is no khabir like Allah Ta'ala. There is no qadir and qadir like Allah Ta'ala. Without Allah Ta'ala, then you can understand that this technology, that it is nothing whatsoever. Because of our lack of understanding, we think it's something very great. But it is really nothing. So it became separate from that. From before that, it was all under the canopy and from the places of worship. For the Muslims, it was from the masajid where all education was given. The most superior education at all times was that of Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, the knowledge of Deen. That is the most superior. And inshallah, as we will carry on, you will see the great barakat which is in the knowledge of Deen. And dunya's education was also given here. and people who were strong Muslims also, and they had knowledge of dunya also, not secular, dunya's knowledge, everything. And we do need dunya's knowledge also. We all have to eat, we know, we have to learn how to grow food, farming we have to learn, we need houses to stay in. For that we have to build houses. We need dunya's education. We need clothes to wear. We need transport. So all that dunya's education is required. But it is always the lower thing. And it is not the thing. The thing, the actual thing is dini education, which is directly from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught everything. The whole of deen also, what was required at that time. And dunya things also, Allah Ta'ala had taught. So that was the most superior. So we see that from about 300 or so years before the two separated. Let us go a little bit more back, around about 700-800 years ago, when especially, not only, but especially when Muslims were ruling Spain, and the height of all education reached its pinnacles in Spain. Dini education also, Tafsir al-Qurtubi for example, Sheikh Muhyiddin ibn al-Arabi rahimahumullah, great, great ulama of Spain. And as far as dunya's education also is concerned, that from the masajid, under the auspices and under the canopy of dini ta'lim, dunya ta'lim also, and Muslims reached that height where nobody in the world ever had reached before. And what Muslims had reached that time, now the West, as we understand by the broad term of the West, they not only took that, but they hijacked it, they stole it from the Muslims. And now the same, they put it in a form that is their education. But it was the Muslims' education. They have hijacked it and they gave it their names. Like for example, the father of medicine till today, acknowledged by them, is Bu Ali Sina. He is the father of this modern medical knowledge which people have got in the world. They changed the name to Avicenna, and they give the impression that he was some of their person. They don't make it known at all that he was a Muslim. And a Muslim who had the predominantly dini education, and under that was dunya's education. And all other things, optics, our glasses and all that, and everything else, the telescope, the microscope, were all invented by Muslim people. The printing press was developed by the Muslim people. All this technology was given by Muslims. And at the same time, let us also keep in mind, a Muslim must not be impressed by these things. By dunya's progress and dunya's knowledge, on its place. But that is not our object. Our object is dini ta'lim, the greatest ta'lim, Quran Sharif. Just to get a little bit to understand that, more than the seven heavens, all the earth, all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the most that Allah loves is the Quran Sharif. So, and whoever engages in Quran Sharif, that pure dini ta'lim, Allah loves that person also so much. Whether you are learning nazra, whether you are becoming hafiz, whether you are becoming a qari, whether you are doing tafsir, or when you are engaged with Quran Sharif, and you practice on the Quran, which is one of the most important things, then you become so beloved to Allah Ta'ala. So Muslims reached all this height. But that dunya's things were not the important things. And in fact, that very dunya's knowledge became the cause of the worst downfall of the Muslims. When Muslims reached all that, and they progressed in dunya, then unfortunately, they became slaves of the dunya, of their desires, of their passion, and they started disobeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. It was at that time that the Crusades came, and they virtually slaughtered the Muslims wherever they were. Where Muslims had reached the highest pinnacles, they dropped to the lowest level. At one time, I gave a talk, something on this line, in the Jami Masjid of Lusaka in Zambia. After that, a professor of the university came to me and he asked me that what you spoke about, and I don't think if I mentioned it, but he asked me, you heard about this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. So I said, we heard, we're little children, we also should say it and all that. And he asked me, you know the meaning. I say, what the outward words are, according to that we understand. So he says, actually the meaning is, by Humpty Dumpty, they are using a word of a derogatory word for Islam and Muslims. That Humpty Dumpty sat on a high wall, that Muslims reached a very high level. In Spain, they reached a very high level. But when they got engaged in dunya, the love of dunya, and following their desires and passions, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And he fell in such a way that from there in Spain, they took the Muslims, and on the 1st of April it was that they dumped the Muslims in South America. And it was the 1st of April, and as they were sending them away, they polished their faces black. And they told them, you April fool, you get out from here. And they sent them there. And so sadly, because as I said in the beginning, we are not aware of our history. We are not aware of reality. We are not aware of hindsight, of foresight. Today we also play April fool on one another. Our own destruction, we are celebrating it. We are making a joy out of our own fall, and the worst fall the Muslims had in the history of Islam, the worst we fell was there in Spain. And today we celebrate it. How low haven't we fallen? So Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. By that they mean that Islam can never rise again. No matter according to their thinking. But definitely Islam will rise and Islam will enter every home. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, every solid home, every hut, every unbaked house built with unbaked bricks, every home Islam will enter. Islam will definitely again, and when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes, Islam will rule the world again. They can say what they want to. It's now 12 o'clock in the day, the sun is shining bright. The whole world can say it's night, it means nothing. It's their stupidity, they say it's night. And we don't, and today also, and we don't say that we respect your view, that if you say it's night, it's your view. But we know it's day. No, your view is no view whatsoever. It's not even accommodated, it's not respected also. So that was about 700 years ago. Before that, let us just go, we will just go a bit fast back. And whoever can fill in all the gaps everywhere. How high Islam had reached. About 1400 years ago, the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, with the knowledge of Deen, see where they had reached. They went there to cross the water when they were out on the expedition of jihad. And now the water came in front of them. They did not resort to technology. They did not resort to permissible dunya's knowledge also of building a bridge over there. But they turned to Allah Ta'ala. And with the divine knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, they put their horses into the water and the hoofs of the horses also did not get wet. So if we know our history and we know our hindsight and our foresight and our insight, what can technology ever compare with this? At that very moment there, They returned to Allah Ta'ala and they put their horses into the water and they crossed over. When they were coming across, the people on the other side, they said, Dio Amidan. These are jinnas who are coming. These are not human beings. Where can you go with your horses and the whole army on the water and crossing everything? This is the barakat of knowledge of deen, which we don't understand, and we as Muslims are impressed with technology and we are impressed with secular education, which is a haram education, and we are impressed. And we force our children, our daughters, our sons to go and gain this haram education in the haram environment of the universities and the schools, where the intermingling of boys and girls. And when a person is young, his desires are at their height. And not only there is it that you can do what you want to, it is encouraged. Boys and girls are made to sit together, next to one another. They play together. And there are those places where little children, they remove their clothes and they play together, boys and girls. So what can you expect from that? With that, you can't expect any good, and from this divine knowledge. Also, similarly, when the Muslims reached Qayrawan in North America, North Africa, and they did not know the direction of Qibla, till today, there is a difference with all this technology, that how to determine the Kaaba Sharif, there are different geographical ways. And a lot of errors also take place. But how did they? They turned to Allah Ta'ala. And the Amir of the Jabat, Allah showed him in his dream the direction of the Qibla. And till today, 100% perfect, that is the direction of Qibla. So they did not need the technology. They did not need secular education. They did not need worldly education. With their deeni education, where they had reached. When, on one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were in jihad, and the enemy was coming from behind the mountain. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, standing on the mimbar in Medina Sharif, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, that watch the mountain, watch the pass of the mountain, and this reach them there and then. No technology can do that till today. There are many more things, as I say, a person, whoever wishes to, try and fill in all the other events, which are so many, and so many incidents. But let us go further back again, more further back. Let us go quickly to the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had his intelligence to know what is happening in the whole world he was ruling. He was one of the kings who was given the kingdom of the world. On one occasion he said, Mali la aral hudhud. What is it that I'm not seeing the hudhud? Where is it? It's supposed to be present. Everyone is supposed to be present. Then he said, if the hudhud hasn't got a good excuse, I will give it a severe punishment or I will slaughter it. The hudhud came and said, I brought knowledge to you, O Sulaiman alayhi salam, with your intelligence. Also you don't know about that. What was that? That Bilqis, the queen of Sheba in Yemen, she is ruling the people and she's worshipping the sun. So Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to invite her to deen. And he sent a letter to her. And with who did he send the letter? Who was the postman? The hudhud. What technology? What is this technology? And what was that technology? And he sent it to her. And she said, Inni ulqiya ilayya, Inni ulqiya ilayya, Kitabun kareem, Innahu min Sulaiman, Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Alla ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. That girl, come and accept Islam. He wanted her to accept Islam. Anyway, when he said that, and the letter was sent, and he told the hudhud that, give me a report, what is their discussion after this? When my letter will be read, my da'wat will be given to them, what is the discussion? So that, this, and it is all very interesting. This is that knowledge of deen, knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, the knowledge of the Zabur which was of that time. How great it was. Anyway, then she decided that she will go to Sulaiman alayhi salam. It is recorded, she came with 12,000 of her ministers. And each minister, 12,000, each one had 100,000 of the army under them. 12,000 and each one had 100,000. And when they came here, and now Sulaiman alayhi salam was keen she must accept Islam and deen, and that she must worship only Allah Ta'ala. She was the sun worshipper. She was worshipping the sun with all her people. So he asked his people, May ya'atini bi'arshiha qabla ya'atuni. Who will bring her throne to me? And her throne was kept in the deep recesses of 7 castles, in the very innermost place, most secure place it was kept there. Then qala ifritu min al-jinn ana atika bihi qabla an taquma min maqami. The giant of the jinnat, Sulaiman alayhi salam, with that knowledge, he was ruling over the jinnat, and Allah gave him that government. That he said, Rabbi habli mulkal la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, give me that government that nobody gets it after me. And in the world today, no one has got that government where he ruled over the jinnat also. He ruled over the wind also. He ruled over the birds and animals. And he knew their language also. This is the knowledge of deen. If we explore that and we go in that direction, what is this technology compared to that? Nothing. Anyway, the big jinnat, a giant of the jinnat said, I will bring her arsh to you, her throne to you, before you get up from this gathering of yours. وَقَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. But the person who had the knowledge of the kitab, see the superiority of deeni knowledge. And that time the kitab was the zabur. And he said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي وَقَالَ الَّذِي أُوتُ الْعِلْمِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Before the blink of your eyes, I will bring it. And immediately he saw it. It was there already. Where in Sheba? And where Sulaiman alayhi salam in the north? Where from the very inner recesses and properly protected, her throne was there. And how he brought it and immediately, not dismantled it, not getting courier service to and transport service and containers. Immediately it was, this is the knowledge of deen. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had built a palace for Bilqis, for the queen of Sheba, and he told her, enter, udkhul is-sarah, this palace which I have prepared for you, enter it. Then when she went, feel at Holy Star, and then it was at that time he had built it and with glass, and what fine glass, where water was flowing. She thought it's a deep lake of water, and when she wanted to enter it, she lifted up her trouser so that her calf, her calf must not get wet. He said that you don't have to. This is so fine glass which is put over the water, which she could not see the glass also. So fine, delicate glass she had used. And the power and strength of it, that she walked on it and it did not break also. And so fine that she could not see it. And so strong that it did not break when she walked. He said, enter it with it. What? That was that knowledge, not of this technology. Knowledge of قَالَ الَّذِينَ قَالَ رِؤُوتُ الْعِلْمِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. This is that knowledge. And in Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, when we go further back, what knowledge Allah had given him. So let us not be impressed with this technology. Technology and the secular, which is haram, has got no. We are unfortunately, haven't got foresight. We haven't got insight. We haven't got hindsight. We don't know our history. And the knowledge of Quran which we are learning. And this, we must dedicate ourselves to the highest knowledge of Quran Sharif. And then this dunya's knowledge under the Quran Sharif. and under the auspices and canopy of Dini knowledge, people who want to explore it, if they do, technology will have to hide its face in shame. That what have we got to offer? Now they are boasting a lot that we, and we Muslims are impressed with it. But if we explore our true avenues, technology will be ashamed. It will want to go and bury itself in the ground, and it will realize it has got no value. And this permissible dunya's knowledge by which you can reach this great height, and great people reach great heights with it, all it is with this deeni knowledge. So Allah give us this proper understanding and to work in this direction. May Allah give us to remove all this blinkers from our eyes and all this parda from our mind and our heart. لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The eyes are not blind. The hearts which are in the bosom, they are blind. May Allah open our eyes and see what value we have got. SubhanAllah.